Yes, I know why I'm here. Everybody died or vanished, and you want to know if I did it. No, I didn't do it. I even liked some of them. And the men really liked me. I don't want to say. I don't have to if I don't want to. Nuh-uh. No. If I tell you, you won't hurt me, right? And you won't let anyone else hurt me. Okay. It was my daddy. He did it. No, I don't think he had any help, but... Well, I didn't see everyone die. If anyone else was killing people, then they probably worked for my daddy. He's very important. He was so violent. He hurt so many people. There was blood everywhere. Some even got in my hair. I think it's still there. No, I can wait to take a shower until later. The nice paramedic who found me told me that it was very important that I speak to you first, Detective. Do you really need to know all of it? I mean, from the beginning. No, just promise. Please don't be mad with me, okay? Father Bill would have been so angry that I told. He would have called me a filthy whore of Satan and beat me. And I don't want you to be mad at me. You seem really nice. I ended up at Our Lady of Tears because they said I was an orphan. I'm not, though. My mommy died having me, but my daddy has always taken care of me. They tried to take me from him, but he followed me because he loves me. My daddy's name? He's Andres. No, I don't think he has a last name. I don't know why he isn't on my birth certificate. He's always been my daddy. He's a good daddy. He tries to teach me important things so that I can grow up big and strong. But I keep getting separated from him. I think that's why he gets so mad. No, I didn't see him for months before tonight. They took me away from my home. I didn't want to go. The old house in the woods where I live with Daddy and sometimes his friends. The nice couple with the backpack saw me. I guess they told someone in the government before they were murdered and they came to get me. I'm sorry about what happened to them. Well, they couldn't find any of my family, so they took me to the Our Lady of Tears Mission and Temporary Foster Facility. Everybody just calls it the pit, though. Because it's an awful place and no one gets out. Not really. I was there for 3 months, but nobody ever got adopted. Just new kids came in. How can it be temporary if nobody leaves? I don't care what your records say. Kids vanished. No one ever got adopted. Were they nice or mean there? You sure ask a lot of questions that you know the answers to. I'm sorry. I'll keep playing. They could be mean, but they were worse when they were nice. When they were nice, they would give you things, like extra food or a CD or a movie. That meant that they wanted you to do stuff for them. Sexy stuff, usually. Oh, you want to know details, do you? I bet you do. Well, when I first got there was another girl about my age. Her name was Ariana. She was small, blonde, and very pretty. You know, kind of curvy in that really sexy way. We became best friends. One day they told us to go to the basement, to the camera room. That's what we called it. It only had a camera and a tarp on the floor. One of the men would be running the camera, and one of the doctors would be sitting in the corner. He'd have a clipboard like he was doing tests, but he wasn't. He'd tell us to do things. This time he told Ariana and I to take off our clothes. I didn't mind, but Ariana was scared and sad, so I helped her not to be. I knew what the men wanted. I always know what men want. This time, the men wanted us to be naked and kiss, so we did. I whispered in Ariana's ear that the men were bad, but that she shouldn't worry. I'd make her feel really good, so she should act like it was just me and her in the room. After that, things got easier for her. What happened next? They just wanted us to stand there and keep kissing. It was boring, so I ignored them. I told Ariana to lay down and spread her legs, and she did. She was so small and beautiful. Her cunt was so adorable and wet. It turned out that she liked me a lot. What did I do? Silly, I went down on her. I knew she'd like being licked all over her little pussy, but only a little around her clitoris, because that would be too much for her. I also fingered her just right. She was really happy and bucked her hips into my face and held my head there. She even said that she loved me. The men really liked it, but I didn't do it for them. How did I know how to do that? Daddy taught me to fuck, of course. Who taught you? Then I showed her how to make me feel good. How to lick and nip at my breasts and nipples, how to bite my neck hard enough to leave marks, how to pin me down and tell me that she owned me before she went down on me. She did a really good job. I came so hard, I lost control a little. There was even a fire. After that, Ariana was kind of my girlfriend. Oh, and there was another time where they wanted Daniel to do things to me, but he really liked me and didn't want to hurt me. I thought he might try to fight the men, which was so sweet, but they would have killed him, so I helped. You know, this isn't any fun. I mean, I'll still answer your questions, but it would be easier if I could just show you. I can't? Good. Let me take off these stupid hospital clothes. No, I do have to be naked to show you. Of course I do. I'm safe with you, aren't I? You're a police officer, and everyone knows police officers don't hurt little girls, right? So, what happened was, they told Daniel to fuck me. He wanted to, but he was so nice. He didn't want to do it in front of the bad men, so he was just going to try and fight them and save me. He saw too many movies. I touched his arm and gave him my look. I can't really explain it, so let me show you that, too. I see that you understand it. And then I just got on all fours like this. I don't mind missionary, but it gets really boring sometimes, and I knew that the bad men wanted Daniel to be rough with me, so doggy seemed like the right choice. Okay, so I'll be me, and you be Daniel. You should really be able to see how wet I am just from talking about this. I'm so naughty. Right, so just pull your cock out. I like yours. I mean, I like Daniel's cock too, but there's something about an older man's cock that's just delicious. Now, get behind me. Just like that. And you're going to want to be gentle. I can see it in your eyes. I look a lot like your daughter. Yeah, your daughter. So even though you want to fuck me, you still want to be really gentle. How sweet. Don't be gentle. Be rough. Just thrust into me hard like you would one of those women you fuck on your way home at night. The ones you don't have to pay because they're afraid of you. Now. Yes. Just like that, detective. You're so good at this. And then he started pounding me really hard. Like you, but I wouldn't let him. I made him submit to me, so I could submit to him. Isn't that funny? He was so afraid, so I showed him how to be brave. How he could be strong and take what he wanted. How he could call me his little slut and use me like I was a thing he didn't care about. He came very hard, and afterwards, he was kind of my boyfriend. You should stop now. I said stop now. Oh, poor baby. I see how hard you are, how your cock is dripping. Don't worry, I'll make sure you come before the end. I just wanted to be sure you were ready for when I showed you the rest. Yes, I know you didn't find Ariana or Daniel. They're missing, not dead. I'm not sure exactly where they are, but I bet they're with my daddy now. Maybe in the forest? I don't think you're gonna have time to find them. Don't you want to hear the rest of what happened there? It was so dirty and wrong. It was too much for me. Almost. I mentioned Father Bill. That's what he liked us to call him. He liked to pretend that he liked us. Well, he did, just not the way that he was supposed to. I mean that if he called you into his office, it was because he was going to fuck you. And not like a normal person, it was going to hurt. Even the tough kids were crying when they left. One day, I was called into his office. It wasn't my first time with him, but each time got a little worse, a little more sick. I thought I was ready for anything, but I wasn't. He had something special in mind for me. He was smarter than I thought he was. He'd started to understand, and I didn't notice it. Daddy would say that I had been a stupid little girl and that everything that happened was my fault. He'd say that it was a learning experience. Father Bill was a sick person, but he was still a priest, so he started thinking about things that happened since I got there. How I got everyone to perform really well for the camera, how fire started when I got mad or came, the words that started appearing on the walls when no one was around, how I knew what everyone wanted or feared, how much pain I could take without passing out. He thought I was possessed. Can you imagine that? Me? Possessed? Anyway, he had a special bed in his office. I think it was from a mental hospital. It had straps for the arms and legs, and you can move them around so you could position people just right. I hated Father Bill, but I was really excited by that bed. So he told me to lay down, and I did. I'll lay down on the table now. I'll be me, and you be Father Bill. So, I had my arms strapped down like this, but he left my legs free. He said I was Satan's whore, and that he would save me. He was so angry and turned on. Well, I knew he didn't just want to save me, because he already had his cock out, and it was hard like yours. But he had a cross in one hand, and a Bible in the other. We don't have a Bible, but aren't you wearing a crucifix? Yes, that's right. Take it off and hold it just like that. Perfect. So, he started by yelling, "I cast you out in the name of blah, blah, blah." The words don't really matter, so you don't have to shout. But he got close and pushed the cross right into my head. Go on. Yes, it burned me just like that. I was surprised. It had never happened before. Well, I'd never touched a cross before. And then he saw how fast I healed, and he got really excited. I cursed him and called him a fucking pedo. I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to swear, but he was. He slapped me hard across the face and then put the cross right on my nipple. Go ahead, detective. I can tell you want to. I'd never felt pain like this before. I felt so, so helpless. And he just kept calling me awful names and burning me all over. Yes, like that. Oh, no, it's so much. And when I was distracted, he got on top of me and just started to fuck me so hard. It was like he wanted to punish me with his cock. Like that. And he kept thrusting into me and burning me, and I could barely take any more. And then he must have gotten too excited because he came, just like you are right now. I felt this filthy cum fill me. I felt so dirty, but also really turned on. He saw I was crying, and he pulled out. I think he might have even felt a little bad for me. But I hadn't come yet, so I just got mad and laughed at him and called him an impotent pervert. Do you know what he did then? He pushed the cross right into my cunt. Right? Just like that. It felt so good. Oh, I couldn't help myself. I told him that I was never possessed. I was just always my daddy's little girl. Aw, that's sweet of you to be worried if you hurt me. But like daddy always says, tears just mean you've been fucked properly. Oh no, you definitely found Father Bill's body. He was just a lot more spread out than the rest. I might have helped Daddy a little with him. Uh-oh. Did you hear that, Detective? Yeah, those sounded like screams. And not the happy kind. I know who it is, though. I can hear his claws click on the floor and smell the rot on his breath. It's Daddy. He's finally found me. But he doesn't sound very happy. Whatever will he think when he finds me here, naked, bruised, and burned, and filled with your cum? You should probably start running now, but it won't help. The detective is gone now. It's just me, and I'm going to be leaving soon. If you hear this, and you're all alone, or nobody cares about you, you can come and live with me and Ariana and Daniel and my other friends. We're going to be in the wild places, and I'm going to teach them how to be happy and free and strong, just like Daddy taught me. No one will be able to hurt you again. Just go where the trees grow high and dark and say my father's name. He'll come find you and take you to me, and then you'll never be alone again.